I see so many amazing patients, and I love when they come back in after surgery and tell me all of the ways that bariatric surgery has changed their lives.
We hear so much about bariatric surgery in the news and on TV shows, but there's a lot you need to know before considering this type of procedure. Medical Director of Bariatric Surgery at Southwest General, Dr. Leslie Pristas, joins us today to discuss, including the available options and qualifications for a candidate. This is Southwest General Health Talk. I'm Caitlin White. So a lot to cover in this episode today, Doctor. To start us off, what are the different types of bariatric surgery?
There are several different types of bariatric surgery, and there's no one size fits all, pun intended. Each patient may have different health conditions. They might have a different starting weight. They might have a different preference when it comes to choosing a bariatric surgery. And so it's really a very individualized decision, weighing the risks and the benefits of that particular person, whether they've had previous surgeries. We really take into consideration all the different factors. Generally speaking, when it comes to what different surgeries are available, most commonly, the sleeve gastrectomy surgery is what most patients have, both here in our practice, nationwide, as well as worldwide. This procedure is a little bit of a misnomer. When you hear sleeve gastrectomy, a lot of people think we're putting like a sleeve or something around the stomach, but that's not true. So again, nothing is put in during the surgery. We're only removing a portion of the stomach. And that makes the stomach, you know, instead of being a big kind of floppy sack, the stomach is now a narrow tube. A lot of folks will say it's kind of a banana size shape stomach after the procedure. And you might think, okay, so we're just making the stomach smaller and that will decrease the size of the meals that someone eats. But more importantly, when we do that procedure, we're getting a lot of changes to gut hormones that are regulating appetite, feelings of hunger and fullness, regulating blood sugars. It's really those gut hormone changes that result in the weight loss after surgery, more so than that we're making the stomach smaller. The next most commonly performed surgery is the gastric bypass surgery. This surgery has been around for decades. It's a really good, well-studied surgery, but it does come with more change to the anatomy than the sleeve gastrectomy surgery. Not only do we work on the stomach and we make a small stomach pouch when we're doing the gastric bypass surgery, but we're also involving the small intestine. And we bring up small intestine and connect it to that pouch. And then we have to make a second connection in the small intestine further downstream. So again, there's more change to the anatomy with the gastric bypass surgery. The folks who might benefit more from doing that are those with diabetes, depending on, you know, that patient's specific factors when it comes to their diabetes. Sometimes really severe heartburn or reflux can be a reason to lean more towards the bypass. But again, these are just considerations. There's not any one thing that makes someone only a candidate for a certain operation or not a candidate for a certain operation. It's always a discussion and weighing the risks and the benefits. More recently, there are surgical procedures that are being considered for patients in specific situations that, again, come with more change to the anatomy. So they're not as commonly performed. The duodenal switch or a modification of that procedure, what we shorthand call SADI, S-A-D-I, single anastomosis duodenal ileostomy. SADI's easier. Each of those options, again, you know, you really have to consider weighing the risks and the benefits for a specific patient.
Wonderful. Well, doctor, what would you say is the timeline for a patient that elects bariatric surgery?
Well, I think it can vary depending on the program and also depending on insurance requirements. Some of those are very specific, and that will be known if you come to our program on the first day of your visit. We'll outline what those specific requirements are going to be from the insurance standpoint, but also, again, based on that person's individual risk factors or medical history, what different steps they'll need to complete the program. Many patients will do a sleep study to check for a diagnosis of sleep apnea. Again, not everyone, but it depends on the person. All of our patients work with a dietitian. All of our patients meet with a psychologist to make sure that each person has reasonable expectations from surgery, to make sure they have coping skills because surgery does come with change. Many of our patients do have, you know, struggles with depression or anxiety or other mental health conditions. Those things are not any sort of disqualification or any sort of thing like that. It's really that we want to make sure that any of those conditions are being well managed before surgery so that they're not going to keep you from reaching your goals. Our patients also undergo an upper endoscopy where a scope is passed down through the esophagus and stomach to make sure all of that anatomy is very healthy before surgery. We have our patients do their age-appropriate screenings. So for women over 40, they should be up to date on their mammograms. Patients who are due for colonoscopies, you know, should have those done. And these are all things that we help set up and arrange and coordinate as they're going along through the process. The main factor, you know, that I tell patients is that on the day of surgery, we really want to make sure that each person is in the best shape possible to be safe and successful. And those are really the criteria. So again, that's something that is not going to be the same for each and every individual. So there's not a one time frame that we can say, and there's no guarantee from the first day you come in that you'll have surgery in X amount of days. It's really an evolving evaluation to make sure, again, that at the time of surgery, you're going to be safe and successful.
Well, let's take a step back for a moment. Who qualifies as a candidate for surgery?
So this was actually recently updated. For a very long time, the criteria for bariatric surgery were a BMI or body mass index, which is a ratio of height and weight, had to be over 40 or over 35 with medical conditions related to obesity, such as diabetes and sleep apnea. But at the end of 2022, those recommendations were updated to suggest that patients with a BMI over 35 or over 30 with diabetes could be considered candidates for surgery. So those numbers were decreased because as we go along, we understand that obesity is a progressive disease. As we gain weight, it becomes harder and harder to lose that weight. If somebody develops diabetes, the sooner we intervene, the more likely we are to resolve that diabetes. The longer we let that go on, the more difficult the condition becomes to improve or hopefully cure.
Great. Well, let's talk about the potential benefits of bariatric surgery. What do you see there?
I see so many amazing patients, and I love when they come back in after surgery and tell me all of the ways that bariatric surgery has changed their lives. It's not only about pounds lost, and it's not only about getting off of medications or resolving their health conditions. And those are amazing things. That's a lot of what brought them in and led them to consider having bariatric surgery, is that they didn't want to be diabetic and have to do injections of insulin or stick themselves to check their blood sugars. But when they come back in, they tell me they've gone skydiving or gotten a new job that they wouldn't have applied for before surgery. They tell me all of these details and ways that their life has changed for the better that they weren't expecting. You know, they knew they were going to lose weight. They knew that their medications would hopefully be able to stop. You know, they anticipated that their knee pain would get better. But it's really those other ways socially or just in their confidence in themselves that they weren't necessarily expecting that I find so powerful.
Well, we love hearing all of those benefits outside of the health itself, just lifestyle improvements. So how do you personalize care and treatment for each and every patient based on their needs and what they're looking for?
It really comes down to developing a relationship. When the patient comes in to our program, we really try to get to know them. We really try to understand what their specific goals are, what they want to get out of this process, what struggles they might be having, and how we can support them and address those. So it's not just their medical conditions, but a lot of it is social. It's their interactions. It's how their work-life balance might be contributing or holding them back. And our staff in the program is, and I'm biased, absolutely amazing. They really care to help each patient and support them with what they specifically need in order to be successful.
Great. And doctor, last question here today. What other physicians, dietitians, or healthcare professionals are involved during the process?
So certainly within the program, we have myself as the surgeon. We have a physician assistant. We have two nurse practitioners, two dietitians. Each patient is also assigned what we call a patient advocate, who's kind of a point person or navigator as they're going along through the process to really help with gathering the patient's records, coordinating their different appointments and care. All of our patients meet with a psychologist. And beyond that, it really depends, again, on each person's individual health history, whether they've had previous surgeries before. It gets much more individualized once you get past the providers here within the program.
Well, thank you so much for clearing up all these questions about bariatric surgery. We really appreciate your time, doctor. The results of bariatric surgery can be life-changing, both for the patient and their family. If you or someone you know has been considering bariatric surgery, schedule a consultation with our experienced team at the Southwest General Center for Bariatric Surgery. Call 216-592-2801. That's 216-592-2801. I'm Caitlin White, and this has been Southwest General Health Talk.